KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly cloudy and 9 degrees above zero. We look for skies to be partly cloudy here today with patchy blowing snow and scattered flurries. A high of 15. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In area news, police in Red Oak arrested a local man Sunday afternoon on an assault charge. Authorities say 22-year-old Kyle Lee Foster of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 2:45 p.m. on a charge of domestic abuse, simple assault. Foster was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held pending an appearance in front of the magistrate. In an update to a story we brought you over the weekend, police in Council Bluffs late Sunday evening released additional information about a sledding accident that occurred Saturday afternoon. Officials say just before 1 p.m., 5-year-old Kaylee Maloney of Council Bluffs was sledding near Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln High School. Her sled slid onto Bennett Avenue. 58-year-old Michael Needham of Council Bluffs was driving southbound on Bennett Avenue in a pickup truck when Kaylee slid into the path of the pickup and was struck. The girl was seriously injured and transported by Council Bluffs Fire Department to the Nebraska Medical Center, where she was in critical condition. Needham was not injured. The Council Bluffs Police Department's traffic unit is still investigating the crash. Authorities in Montgomery County are asking for your help in locating a vehicle that slid off the road and hit a light pole in Stanton Saturday evening. Officials say at around 5:15 p.m., a mid-2000s model Chevy pickup, dark gray or black in color, slid off the road and hit a light pole near the intersection of Halland and Broad Avenues in Stanton. The vehicle then sped off northbound out of town. The light pole, owned by the city of Stanton, sustained $2,000 damage. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to call Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 1-800-432-1001. Or the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107. One person was injured during a rollover accident Saturday afternoon in Adams County. The Sheriff's Office said Richard Mosier of Lewis was transported to the hospital in Corning after the vehicle he was a passenger in rolled into a ditch at around 12:15 p.m. on Highway 148. The driver of the vehicle, 72-year-old Claudia Kahn of Lewis, was not injured. A man from Chicago, Illinois, was injured Saturday evening when the pickup he was driving spun out of control in Mills County, went off the road and hit a signpost and a culvert before coming to rest on the road. The state patrol says 31-year-old Dennis Smegger, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Glenwood Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. The accident happened around 5:35 p.m. as Smegger was eastbound on Bungie Avenue near the intersection with Alcorn Avenue. Man was found under the rear of his pickup. A report on his condition is currently not available. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested a Villisca man Saturday afternoon. 47-year-old Sean Graham was taken into custody on a valid Pottawatomie County warrant charging him with suborning perjury. Graham was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond while awaiting transport to Pottawatomie County. In our funeral announcements, Glenn Powell, age 94, of Greenfield, died Thursday. Funeral services for Glenn Powell will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Rose Rutledge, age 94, of Atlantic, died November 2nd at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Rose Rutledge will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Roy Aldag, age 98, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Roy Aldag will be this afternoon at 2:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Evelyn Embry, age 95, of Panora, died November 10th at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Evelyn Embry will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Tweak Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Zayden Smith of Atlantic was born and passed away on November 9th in Omaha. Services for Zayden Smith will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Randall Arch Porter, age 76, of Greenfield, died Friday in Creston. A celebration of life service for Randall Porter will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Kathleen McCabe Britton, age 82, of rural Creston, died Saturday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Kathleen Britton are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Bruce Newman, age 53, of Messina, died Friday. Services for Bruce Newman are currently pending. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the local arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.